And it is Friday, so you know what time it is. It's time for Furry Friends Friday. Oh my gosh, I love it. We got a beautiful dog in here this morning. And joining us today, we got Becky Cooper, and we also have Jill, who has been fostering this dog. So, Becky, tell us about what's going on with you guys, with your organization first, with what you guys have going on.
We have a really busy month. We have Pint Night down at Delivery on February 15th, which is, I believe, 4 to 6.
Okay.
And so that's going to be really exciting. We're going to do a Valentine theme, and we'll have some door prizes, things like that.
Okay.
And then I'm moving everything to the Mendel for the home show.
Okay.
I believe you guys are out there for the home show, aren't you?
I believe we are going to be there as well. And by the way, if you're watching on Facebook Live, Remington is the dog, and he is just having
some fun.
He wants to see you as much as possible.
Yes.
So, so the home show, that's going on.
Yeah.
And so you guys are very, very busy. And we also have this absolutely beautiful dog with us today.
And we have adoption days. First Saturday will be at Palmart this Saturday. Second will be at Farm and Home. Normally, the third Saturday, we're at Palmart again, but we will be at the home show.
Perfect.
So, we have lots of animals, lots of cats to
wonderful.
Find wonderful homes for, and this beautiful guy.
Yeah. And where can we find information about Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan?
We have an very active group Facebook page, and that's updated very rapidly. We also have a website that's at www.animalaidswmi.org.
Awesome.
So at both those locations, we also have an official website, Facebook website, but it's not as active and updated and stuff.
Wonderful. And we also have Remington is the dog, and he is just absolutely beautiful, very energetic as well. Jill is joining us. Jill, you have been fostering this dog for, you said, about 4 weeks now?
About, yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about him. What kind of dog is he?
He is a pointer or a pointer cross. I'm not sure, but he's very pointery. So
he is very pointery.
Yes, he's got a beautiful cream coat with red freckles and the red ears. And
wonderful.
He's got when he does talk, he has got a very
hound doggy bark. Yeah,
he does.
Wonderful, and he wants to go outside.
He wants outside.
He's 9 years old, and he's very enthusiastic.
Wow, he's 9 years old?
I would have thought he was much younger.
I was going to say like 2 or 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Wonderful. And so you've had him for about 4 weeks now. Mm-hmm. So what's his, we've noticed his energy and all that stuff, but how does he do with other dogs?
He is very good with other dogs. He just wants to, you know, he's more submissive with them rather than wanting to be the boss in spite of his size. He's about 60 pounds.
All right.
But he's very sweet with other dogs, and he's been very respectful around the cats. So he's not seem to be a chaser or anything. We haven't tried kids yet, so tomorrow at the adoption day, we'll have some kids come in and see how he is.
He's really pretty, and he's been letting me lead him all around. He's been very chill about it.
That's good.
Yeah,
just an absolutely wonderful dog. You can see him, what he looks like, by going to our Facebook page. We got Facebook Live going on right now. So if somebody is interested in Remington, how would they go about adopting him?
If they send a query to our Adoptable Pets page, someone will answer the email. He will be at the adoption day tomorrow. We're trying to work around Jill's work schedule, but he is available tomorrow. We're hoping to have him at the home show. But if they contact us through the Facebook page or send an email, I can make arrangements for them to meet him or make sure that he is at our next event so they can meet him. Or we can set up meet and greet.
That's wonderful. Yeah, he is just a cutie pie. He's so soft. Look at that face.
Yeah, Jill was just telling me we needed to get some weight on him, that she has a special meatball recipe.
Oh, nice.
That she freezes them up for him for special treats and stuff.
Johnny, you need me to take over the mic so you can do some belly scratching over there?
Because I feel like
you
want to do some belly scratching. He was wanting some belly scratching for sure. But a dog that is very energetic at 9 years old is absolutely wonderful. And so he probably needs a little room to run.
He needs a fenced yard.
A fenced yard.
I guess in his younger years he was a runner, so he does need to be fenced. But he apparently likes the couch a lot, too. So
man, that's my kind of dog. Just I like couch dogs, for sure.
We can run him out for the Super Bowl.
There you go. Yeah. If you want to watch the big game and you want some snuggle time as well while you're doing it, this is the perfect guy to have. I'm sure when you get upset about who's winning or losing or the commercials, he'll laugh or comfort you.
He will wash your face.
Yeah, he'll wash your face from the food.
Wash
the wings.
Tears.
Exactly. So again, if somebody is interested, how would they go about maybe adopting him? And like you said, they'll be able to see him tomorrow.
Yes. We have an application process where we do a vet check and then we do a home check.
Okay.
To make sure that everything's good. Then they normally, if everything works and everything looks great, we have a week-long home visit where they go to the home and we make sure everything gels, you know.
That's
because
perfect.
It's a matter of falling in love, and sometimes it looks like it's going to work and it doesn't quite. And we want this to be a forever home for
them. And you need, you need a little bit of time, and that week is perfect for trying to figure out if it is a good fit for you. But, I mean, if we could adopt as many dogs as possible to hang out here in the studio, I would do that. But I don't think that management would really like having
a dog
rescue farm going on here at the radio station. So we do need to get people to adopt this little guy, and he is just he's loving it. He's taking this place over.
Yeah, he is.
But this is absolutely wonderful. Again, Becky, how can we find more information not only about Remington but also about everything you guys have going on at Animal Aid?
We have our Facebook page is really the group page. You have to join to post, but we keep it open so if people are rehoming animals, that you know that we can't help everybody. Mm-hmm. But so there's lots of animals available. There's a secondary page off it that is just adoptable Animal Aid
perfect
pictures.
And if people are interested in being fosters as well, they can.
Yes, if they can contact us. We're working on a foster interview process just to make sure that they know what they're getting into, you know, and setting it up with them so that we can make sure they get the food and medical attention they need and
wonderful
stuff. So.
But it helps if you're a sucker, too.
Yes.
Right.
yes, it helps if you're independently wealthy. And, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, well, thank you so much, Becky, and thank you so much, Jill, and especially Remington for coming by here today for being part of another Furry Friends Friday. You can find more info just by checking out 983thecoast.com, Furry Friends Friday for today.